Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, your daily dose of stoic wisdom with a side of real talk. Ever wake up feeling like you're carrying around a backpack full of bricks labeled guilt and shame? Yeah, I know that feeling all too well. It's like these heavy things weigh you down, making it hard to even think straight, let alone conquer the day. But guess what? Today we're tackling those pesky emotions head on, learning how to let go of guilt and shame so we can finally start living lighter, freer lives. First things first, understand this. Guilt and shame are sneaky little gremlins who love to play tricks on our minds. They whisper doubts, convince us we're not good enough, and trap us in a cycle of negativity. But here's the stoic secret weapon. Recognizing their game. Once you see them for what they are, distortions, not facts, their power starts to diminish. So how do we actually ditch these emotional burdens? Here's your 5-step guide to freedom. 1. Acknowledge it. The first step is admitting you're carrying around guilt or shame. Don't try to bury it under a pile of denial. Face it head on, give those feelings a name, and acknowledge their presence. You know, like that time you accidentally spilled your coffee all over that cute stranger at the cafe. Own it. Accept it happened, learn from it, and move on. D. Separate your actions from your identity. This one is crucial. Remember, you are not defined by your mistakes. We all mess up sometimes, it's part of being human. You're a good person even if you made a bad decision. Think of it like this. Imagine someone spilled coffee on themselves, it doesn't mean they're a clumsy person, right? It just happened. Same goes for your actions. Separate them from who you truly are at your core. Bye. Focus on what you can control. Dwelling on the past is a recipe for disaster. We can't change what already happened, but we can choose how we respond to it. Instead of agonizing over past mistakes, channel the energy into taking positive action in the present. Think about what you can control and focus your efforts there. 4. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. You wouldn't berate a friend for making a mistake, so why do it to yourself? Treat yourself with the same understanding and forgiveness you would offer someone you care about. Remember, we're all on this journey together, learning and growing along the way. 5. Seek support. Sometimes talking things through can be incredibly helpful. Share your feelings with a trusted friend or family member, or consider seeking guidance from a therapist or counselor. There's no shame in asking for help, it's a sign of strength. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine a young artist struggling with self-doubt after their latest painting didn't get the recognition they hoped for. They are consumed by guilt, thinking, I'm not good enough, my art is terrible. This negative spiral threatens to consume them, paralyzing their creativity. But then, they remember this. 1. They acknowledge their feelings of disappointment and self-doubt. 2. They recognize that a single critique doesn't define their entire artistic journey. 3. They choose to focus on what they can control, practicing their craft, exploring new techniques, and putting their heart into every stroke. 4. They treat themselves with kindness, reminding themselves that everyone faces setbacks, and it's how we bounce back that matters. 5. They reach out to a mentor for encouragement and guidance. The result? The artist starts to shed the weight of guilt and shame, rediscovering their passion and pushing forward with renewed confidence. They learn that failure is not the opposite of success, it's a stepping stone along the way. Remember, letting go of guilt and shame isn't about pretending they never existed. It's about acknowledging them, learning from them, and ultimately choosing to rise above them. It's about embracing your imperfections, celebrating your strengths, and living with a sense of authenticity and freedom. You are worthy of joy, peace, and happiness. Don't let those pesky gremlins steal it from you. Ready to ditch the guilt and shame baggage? Share this episode with someone who needs a little stoic wisdom today, leave a review to spread the word, and join our conversation on social media. We're in this together, folks. Until tomorrow, remember, you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.